An appointment. Nicole Carver. I stand in front of the bathroom mirror. My hand shakes as I pass the eyeliner across my lid in one sharp line. With a tremor from my fingers, I work hard to keep my face still so I don't jab my cornea. A shadow passes behind my reflection, and I turn around, scanning the room and finding it empty. I try my best to ignore it. I run the pink lipstick across my lips one more time. Something light and feminine, nothing garish. Nothing to make them look at me and think, whatever negative thing they can come up with. I take a deep breath to calm myself, feeling nervous energy snake and coil through my veins. I stare hard at my reflection, my deep amber-colored eyes, to remind myself, I am me. I am still here. Let's go. I hear the call from down the hall and think, I'm not ready. I may never be ready. My hands shake as I clasp my handbag in both hands and glance around my room. Something to steel myself, to remind me of all my husband Ben and I have built. Pictures hang on the walls of our wedding day. My hair was longer then, twisted with snapdragons like my bouquets. White lace flowing all around me. We had gotten married in April, and the weather had been faultless. A creak comes from the hall, diverting my attention as I glance at the bedroom door. It swings open slowly, and I straighten my back against the edge of the counter, my fingers grasping behind me for anything I can use to defend myself. But before I find something, I see Ben standing in the doorway. I let out a breath. He looks handsome, dressed in a dark blue button-down shirt and jeans, and for a moment I wonder if I'm overdressed. You look great, Ben says, the corners of his mouth twitching as if he can sense my apprehension. I'm almost ready, I say. If we don't leave now, we will miss the party. I find myself unable to come up with anything convincing that will stop him. Instead, I walk up to him and smooth his dark brown hair out of his eye, noticing the first few strands of gray appearing in his hairline. Listen, I'm giving you 3 more minutes, and then I'm going to start the car. He kisses me on the lips, and I smile. My first genuine smile since I woke up today. I run my thumb across his bottom lip to remove a slight stain of pink. He turns and heads back down the hall, and I tune into the familiar creak as he steps on the loose floorboard. I grab a jacket from the closet and hurry over to my nightstand. I yank open the drawer, my fingers groping until the cold metal brushes against my fingertips. I shove it into my open purse without looking and rush out of the room. Ben is already waiting in the car, as promised. I can see the exhaust from the driveway. I lean over the back of the couch, where I can just see the top of Sammy's head, and kiss the side of her temple. She sits curled up in her favorite Wonder Woman PJs. Be good, I whisper in her ear. Listen to Miss Jen. You going to be all right, Mommy? She mumbles, her bottom lip jutting out. Gazing into the ocean blue depths of her eyes, I recognize concern. Of course I am, sweet pea, I say, smiling. I make my features bright, to show to her, to prove to myself I am unafraid. I'll miss you. Be good. She quotes back, kissing me on the cheek before shifting back to the TV.
At the door, I turned to look at her. This is one of those moments I wish I could freeze frame, to keep her this young forever. But time continues to move. The white cloud of a sigh escapes my mouth as I lock the front door and walk to the car. My steps are short and halting, but it's not the heels. "You ready?" Ben asks, smiling, his perfect white teeth glowing in the darkness as he shifts into gear. He backs out of the driveway, and I bite my lip, keeping my comment to myself. The door locks click into place as he drives down the street, something I had never paid much attention to before. I count the shadows from the street lamps as we drive. Various cars, dark and uninhabited, are parked along the side of the road like roadkill. Ben doesn't turn on the radio. The only sound in the car is coming from the engine and the tires on the asphalt. I know it won't be long now. I could count the minutes. The closer we get, the shorter my breath is, until he parks our car along the street, lining up with all the others. Ever the gentleman then comes around to open the door for me, and I place my hand in his as we walk up the driveway.
On the porch, I step back and motion for him. His knuckles form three short raps that remind me of a bell toll. It has a finality in it. As we wait, I run my hand through my purse in a rush until my fingers find the metal again. I can hear footsteps coming from inside, and I know I don't have long. I pull out a small plastic box, holding it in my other hand. Already the metal is growing warm at my touch. I place the paper up to my lips and flip a latch on the metal box, generating a small flame. I breathe out a puff of smoke as the door opens. "I thought you quit," my mother says, standing in the doorway.